Okay, so where are we up to? Up to the, on the bottom, Tanya? Yeah, Tanya.
Tanya
of Mayor, okay. So Gemara's now going to bring another Brisa about a person who does the Avera after Beis Din has retracted, their mistake. So Tanya, Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Rabbi Meir says that a Yochid, an individual who does the Avera after Beis Din Mechoser, right, so he's considered Tola Ba'atzmal, right, so he has to bring a Korban Chatos. So Rabbi Meir says Mechayev, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. Rabbi Shimon Poter is a Brisa. Rabbi Shimon says this guy is Poter, he doesn't have to bring a Korban Chatos because it's considered Tola Ba'das Beis Din. Rabbi Lazar says Suffolk, it's a Suffolk, meaning it's a Suffolk whether he's Tola Ba'das Asma Kol Shachem, and therefore he would have to bring an Ashram Toloi. He would have to bring the Korban like that to sort of to protect himself. The Ashram Toloi comes if a person's uncertain as to whether or not he violated a veir that required him to bring a chatas, he brings an Ashram Toloi. Mishum Sumchus Amr Toloi. He says Toloi. Toloi means, we'll see what it means, but there's a difference between Rabbi Lazar and Sumchus. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, exactly, Ashram Toloi Ikabinayu. The difference between Rabbi Lazar and Sumchus is whether or not he has to bring an Ashram Toloi. According to Rabbi Lazar, there's an equal suffix whether this person is considered somebody who's doing the Avera based upon himself, and therefore he has to bring a Chatas, or he's considered Tolv Beis Din, and therefore he'd be Pater from bringing a Chatas. Therefore, he brings an Arsham Toloi. But according to Sumchus, this isn't an equivalent Suffolk, a 50-50 Suffolk. Because you can't really say that he was, I mean, Rashi seems to say, that he's not really Tole the Atzmo Mamish, because he really did it only because the Beis Din. Right? So therefore, it's the whole Maisa is suspect, and therefore, since there's no real Tzad Chi of Gomer, right, we're just not sure as to what he did, he doesn't bring an Ashram Toloi. In other words, okay, fine. So, Amar Rabbi Zera, so now they can try to explain, maybe this would be better, to help explain Rabbi Lazar and Sumchus. So Gemara is now going to explain Rabbi Lazar. Just to note, we'll see you at the end, we'll get to it, at the end of today's dot, there's a Machlokes Tanayim, who has to bring the Par Helam Davar. According to Rav Meir, the Beis Din actually brings the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. According to Rav Yehuda, it's the Tzibur that brings it. Beis Din mess up. Zechiv on the Tzibur to bring the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Moshe the Rabbi Lazar, when it comes to Rabbi Lazar, says that this guy who did the Avera after Beis Din was Choser, so he has to bring an Ashram Toloi, because we're not sure whether he was Somechon himself or Somechon Beis Din. So Moshe the Rabbi Lazar l'madav adomer. What's this compared to? La'adam she'achal safek chelev safek shuman. It's a person who didn't know whether or not he ate the prohibited fats or the mutter or the permitted fats. V'noda lo, and it was told to him that was a piece of safek. He ate a piece of chelev, and it was told to him that was safek chelev safek shuman. She maybe ashram toloi. He brings in ashram toloi because it's possible that he actually ate chelev. So therefore, there is a tzad that he's chayuv. So to hear, this person would have to bring an Ashram Toloi, because there's a tzad to suspect that maybe he was somech on himself, not on the Pesach of Beis Din. Below me, by Leman Dabar Tzibur Maisei, right, it's the Mefarsh Milsa. And we don't have, if the course according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Tzibur brings the Palam Dabar Shal Tzibur, so this guy definitely is going to bring the Ashram Toloi, the Mefarsh Milsa, because it's, I guess, as far as I'm concerned, the Beis Din retracting, I guess people would know about it. Because, Rashi says, right, the Chihavasa Kaparason Dami, the Hamifars from Milsa, the Lohavi Yachi told, it seems to be saying that these people, since it should be known that if the Beis Din made the wrong psak, and the Tzibor is bringing the Kaparon of Shal Tzibor, this guy should have known. I don't know why, it maybe happened before they brought the carbon. I don't know. The Mefarsh Milsa, Elafilo Mandamar Beis Din Mevi'in, even according to Mandamar, that Beis Din is the one who brings the Kaparon of Shal Tzibor. So therefore, maybe this guy didn't know, because it's being done only in Yerushalayim. The Lo Mefarsh Milsa, I Havi Shal Havar Minil Hu, because had he asked, people would have told him. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yosi Maravim, the Itam Rabbi Yosi Barzavida, Marshal the Sumchus Lamadav Adomar. What are we comparing? In other words, Simchus, who says he doesn't bring the Ashram Toloi, he gives the following marshal. Adam Shehevi Paparoso Ben Hashmashos. So this is a person, I guess, who's Tameh, and he's bringing his carbon to make him Tor at Ben Hashmashos. So, but you're not allowed to bring the carbon at nighttime because I thought this case might be an easy way to explain. The case might be where the guy's trying to bring his carbon on Erev Pesach to allow him to eat Pesach. So the question is whether he brought the carbon on time. Because nothing's allowed to be shechted, right? You can't shecht the carbon Pesach after the carbon Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So the question is whether he brought the carbon before Ben Hashmashos. So he brings Kaparoso Ben Hashmashos. Safek Mibo Ojom is Kaparlo. Safek Mishach Hashaychon is Kaparlo. Maybe he got it in, Mibo Ojom, and therefore the carbon was good, and therefore he's Tahor. Or Safek Mishach Hashaychon is Kaparlo. Maybe it was born at night, and therefore he didn't do anything. So there's a Safek now. In this case, he doesn't bring an Asham Toloi here, because it's like a different type of suffix. It's not a suffix in whether what you did was Asar Mutter. It's a suffix is whether what you did is whether what you did, we were successful at doing what you meant to do. She'ain maybe Asham Toloi. I guess, what would he bring the Asham Toloi for here? Rashi says, so Rashi also says it's about the Korban Pesach. Now the Rashi's here seems to be so different than typical Rashi's. I don't know if anyone else noticed that. He's saying it's like one of these cases where it's impossible to make the determination. Ben Hashmashos is compared with Ayin. That's only one shita. So it's really impossible to make the determination. So to here, it's impossible to make the determination whether the guy was told about as Atzmo or told about as Achayim. So therefore, if it's impossible to make the determination, you can't even bring in Hashem Tolui. That's what I think what he's saying. He says, right, even if Beis Din is the one who brings it, the lo ifir so milsa, because then you would think there's no chiyuv. He had no one to know about it. And therefore he should have known that Beis Din retracted their psak. Havir Midon Le, right, we could say to him, nevertheless, there's no real chiyuv. The hacha besafek mi ba'od yom sabn chashecha. V'yishoyel lo ishkach inish din mashile. Maybe he can find what to ask. You know, maybe we don't know for sure. It's not, we can't be told that. We can't figure out the answer. There's no way to figure out the answer. Suffolk Ben Hashmashos, whether it was corporal was born at 501 and 32 seconds, 501 and 32 seconds point, but you can't figure that out. So it's here, you can never really go and figure out exactly whether or not he was told about Das Ebezdin or told about Das Acherim, told about Das Atzmo, and therefore there would be no Hashem Kalei. Okay. Amalo Ben Azai. So back in the Mishnah, if you go back to the Mishnah, so the Mishnah had a case of, so he says, what's the suffix? Yosef lo besok beso chayev. Halach b'dino sayon potter. If it's a suffix, therefore, and he would bring us from Tolu or not, anything is if he's in his house, because maybe he should have heard. But going to the Medina Sayam, who traveled, days before internet, he traveled, there's no Wi-Fi on the boat, then he would be putter, because he would be clearly told about us based him. And Rabbi Kiva said, she's karov the putter in a chova. Rabbi Azai said, mashnami Yosef Abeso. What's the difference of a guy sitting in his house? What's the difference between sitting in your house or traveling? So Rabbi Kiva answered him, what are you talking about? There's a big difference. Sitting in his house, he could have figured out, and traveling not. So the Gemara says, Shaperk Amal Rabbi Kiva Ben Azai. Rabbi Kiva has a good argument to Ben Azai. It's definitely somebody who goes to Medina Sayam didn't have the ability to hear that Beis Din was closed there. So why would Ben Azai say that he's chayev if he's traveling? Why is he chayev to bring his own korban? So Amar Rava, no. The difference is Ben Azai agrees that if he's actually traveling and he's out of earshot of anybody, then he's told das Beis Din, and therefore he wouldn't have to bring the korban chatas. However, the case that Ben Azai is arguing about is basically he's packing.
How's he told him Beis Din?
That's exactly Ben Azai's point. That's Rabbi Kiva's point. He's not Tolan Beis, and therefore he would bring a Korban Chatas.
You wouldn't know. You'd be
exactly
ignorant about it.
Exactly. That's why everyone agrees that in that case, if you're traveling, you would you'd be Tolan Beis Din, because Beis Din had already passed earlier before he left, and therefore you're potter. But the case here is that he's packing. He's busy getting everything ready. It's hichzik b'derech yikibinayu. Lib ben azai chayev. That he would be chayev. Tabavesi, you say. He would still be chayev to bring a carbon. He should have known because he's at home. He can hear what's going on. Dear Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, he's potter d'hai hechzik b'derech. Because of Rabbi Kiva, he's potter because, no, he's busy. He's, you know, he's packing. He's getting, you know, I don't know. I guess someone who's packing is potter b'mitzvos. I don't know. In the olden days, going to Israel was such a hard thing to pack, to get tickets, everything. Now everything's computerized. Maybe it's easier. I don't know. All right. Mishnah said, Horulo, based in La'akor's Kol Haguf, Harei L'Paturim. The only time they bring a parnel of Shul Tzibor is if the psak that they made was not to completely uproot a mitzvah, but it was to uproot an aspect of the mitzvah. So Tanur Rabbanan, so Gemara learns that out. V'nelam davar me'enei kalos apostik. V'nelam davar. So only davar, we're going to say davar is an item, which we can see, wait a second, davar means the thing, it means everything, so we'll see. He says, v'nelam davar, v'loshi, only an item, v'loshi ekar mitzvah kula, not the entire thing. Ketza, what's the example? Amru Bezin said, they paskind, ein nida b'torah, there's no halacha of anida. Ein shabbos b'torah, there's no halacha of shabbos. Ein avodas chacham b'torah, there's no halachas of avodazara. Yochli yuchayavim, maybe in that case, if they pass in that way, they should be chayav parlam dover shal tzibor. Tamalom or v'nelam dover, only an a dover. V'lo shetis aleim mitzvah kula, not that they get rid of the entire mitzvah. Therefore, Harei Lupturim, therefore the basin will be putter from Paramount of Tzivor. Aval, but, Amru, Yesh Nida B'Torah, there is a concept of Nida in the Torah. Aval, Habal, Shomer HaSyom K'Neged Yom Potter. But someone who has been with somebody, Shomer HaSyom K'Neged Yom, that's a person, a woman who sees during the 11 days that she shouldn't see. She sees one day, she has to wait one day to see if she's clean. 3 days she becomes a Zava. So they say that to Shomer HaSyom K'Neged Yom, it's mutter to have relations with her, they would then, is putter, then they would bring a problem to Tzibor. Or Yesh Shabbos, but there is Shabbos. Aval, HaMotzim, Rishus HaYachos, Rishus HaYarabim Potter. But there's no idea of Hotzah, meaning one aspect. I think they're picking on Hotzah. Always gets picked on because they always point out that Hotzah is the Malacha Gerua. It's a lower level Malacha as to why it's a Malacha Gerua. There's a Tosos that says because it's the only, one of the, maybe it's the only Malacha that doesn't involve changing an item. It's just moving. You didn't do anything to an item. So, right, so Yesha, or they say, Yesha was Chacham Torah, Val Mashtach HaPotter. There is a concept of the Zorn Torah, but if you bow down to the idol, you're Potter. Yochol Yupaturim, you would think that Bezin would be Potter. Tamaloma v'nelam davar v'lo kol ha'guf. You did nelam davar, and not the entire thing. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, wait a second. Yochol Yupaturim, what's the Havamina of the Havamina of the Brisa? The Brisa just first said, you would think Yechayiv, if he uprooted everything. Tamalomar, that, Tamalomar, Dovar. So you would think you would be, sorry, you would think you would be put, if you would be, so then it says, you would think you would be putter if you just uprooted, if you uprooted part of it, Tamalomar. So when would you have been chayev? Right, so the way the Bryce, Amar Ma Yochli Paturim, in the Sefer, it said you would think that they would be Paturim, Ibikiyum Mitzvahs, Ubitu Mitzvahs Paturim, if there would have been putter in the case where they only uprooted part of the mitzvah. And the Akiras Kol HaGuf Paturim, we just established in the ratio that if they uprooted the entire mitzvah, they would be putter. The Chayavim. So what would the Havim mean? Would they ever be chayav to bring the pile on Dovr Shal Tzibor? So the Gemara says, no, Tana Hachik Kashle. This is what the Braisa was asking. Ema, you would think the opposite. Maybe Dovar means Kula Milsa. Dovar means uprooting the entire thing. Right? Mashma. Therefore, basically, would be chayav only if they uprooted the entire thing. But if they only uprooted part of it, they would be putter. Then Tamalom Marvin Nelam Dover. Now the ratio says it one way, the Sefer says the opposite way. But the idea is they do thought we were putter. So the Gemara learns it out from Nelam Dover. So the Gemara says, My Mashna. Nelam Dover. What does Dover do? What is the word Dover? Where do you see from the word Dover that comes to tell you that they uprooted part of the mitzvah? Dover can mean an entire thing. They uprooted the thing. They uprooted Shabbos. From where does Dover come? Only part of the item. My mashma, Amaula, Kalri Bey, Vine'elam Midavar. Ula it's a way of learning. Gorin, they take off the letter from one word and put it on the other word. So instead of being Ne'elam Davar, it's Ne'elam, and then you put the mem on the Davar as well. It's Ne'elam Midavar, from the thing. So Tosas points out, why are you doing that? The only way time you ever do this limud of Gorim, right? I think it's Gorin it's called. You pull from one, Gorin Lidros. It's only if you have a problem in the Pasuk. The Tosfos has to go through to figure out what the problem in the pshat in the pasuk is. It says because it says later on in the pasuk, it says the asu achas mikol hamitzvos. There, that means the entire mitzvah, achas mikol hamitzvos. So what's nelam davar? So he says it's repetitive. So right, if davar means the entire thing, it already says that in the end of the pasuk. So therefore, take the mem off of nelam, put it on the davar. It's nelam mi davar, which comes to mean that they were blinded by an item of the davar. Okay. So the Gemara says Chizki Amar. Chizki has a different limud. The Amar Kra, the pasuk says the exact opposite. We just said now. It says va'asu achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. It says mi kol mitzvos, from one of the mitzvos, velo kol mitzvos, not all the mitzvos. Gemara says, wait a second, mitzvos tarti mashma. The word mitzvos is plural. So achas mikol mitzvos is one complete mitzvos from the mitzvos. So what's your lima there? That means to be telling you to take up the entire mitzvah. So there's Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, mitzvos ksiv. The pasuk is written by Lashon Yachid. If you look in the pasuk, it doesn't say mitzvos with two vavs. It's mitzvos with one vav, which is Lashon Yachid. So therefore, it's achas mikol mitzvos, based on the way it's written, it's from one of the mitzvahs. From one of the mitzvahs. I think, I don't know, am I allowed to say this? I think they had a drush and they're backing it to try to find it. It's clearly that this is very difficult to make these drushes. They must have had a mesorah, as this is what the halakha is. Now they have to find it. They're trying to find it in the psukim. Am I allowed to say that? Oh, we see. Okay. Good. Rav Ashi says, now I have another way. He says, Yoliv davar davar mi zaki mamre. He's the learned Xavier Shor of the word davar from here, from zaki mamre. Diksib zaki mamre, it says by zaki mamre, ki yipale mimcha davar. Zaki mamre is chayav if he passes against the Bezdin. Right? So it says, ki yipale mimcha davar. And it says here, lo tasar min ha davar, ashe yigid l'cha yin minu smol. So davar davar, mazaki mamre min hadavar will call davar. Just by zaki mamre, I guess they learned over there that it's only if it's part of the mitzvah. Af b'horah davar will call a gov. So too by horah, by paskening, by har pandem shatzibar, it's only if they uprooted part of the mitzvah, not all of the mitzvah. I have to figure out where the limit is by zaki mamre, but we'll take that for granted for now because it's a long off. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So now Shmuel gives another qualification. Right, one qualification we just had as to whether or not Beis Din would be chayav upon Lashon Tzibur is they have to only be a case if they uprooted or they paskened incorrectly about part of a mitzvah. But if they paskened incorrectly to uproot an entire mitzvah, there is no part of Lashon Tzibur. Another qualification said comes Shmuel and says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Beis Din chayavim ad sheyor b'davar she'ein hatzdukim modim bo. Only if they would pasken about something that the tzdukim wouldn't know about. But if it's something that's so pashut that even the tzdukim, who technically, well, theoretically, only learn Torah Shel Bechsav, which is not true, because the tzdukim have to have drashas, they just have different drashas. But even if the tzdukim, if it's something that's so pashut that even any tzduki would agree to, I mean, it's written beferish in the Torah, then b'davar shel tzduki modim bo peturim, they'd be patur from parah b'davar shel tzibur. Why? Because anyone who's listening to a Beis Din who's doing that is not relying on Beis Din, because they know better. What they're doing is relying on themselves. He goes, my time, and what's the reason? The zeal kari bei ravu. Just go ask any Talmud in the Beis Medrash. He'll tell you what's going on. I don't know, it's hard to say that. You're supposed to listen to Beis Din, but when they make an obvious error, I mean, all these mistakes we made now also are pretty obvious.
I don't think it's ever happened.
What's the homeless? I hear you. Okay.
It's so complicated to fit this into a category.
And you have to have rove, and I hear you. So homeless after like Ben Sora Mora, like that does never happened. But it's not on the list of things that never happened.
Because in essence, it could happen.
Right.
It would be harder when they were later on, but when they were earlier days of the originally setting it up, it's possible something like this could happen.
Right.
But that thing was established and...
Right. I guess. I don't know. It seems to me also that there's an idea that... So halakha could have theoretically developed over time.
Doesn't it?
So yeah, of course it does. So maybe originally, when it first was developing, they could make this mistake. Nowadays, everything's sort of like...
They said that you're not, there's no issue of carrying a child.
Right.
That's a mistake.
Right. That's pasha. Everyone knows that.
Right. What if they said something about how do you even teach on Shabbos? And they said something and then they changed their mind. No, that's not right. That's a malacha. That's official.
Uh huh.
So you know what I'm saying? It's a detail.
Right. They're only with the details. You're only talking about the details.
So that would be, if they said you're allowed to write on Shabbos, no problem with Rabbi Kasifa. That's clearly a mistake.
Right. But I'm saying, I hear you. But why is that not considered something that the tzdukim, anybody would know?
Right.
But here, yeah, there's certain details of new technology comes out as to whether or not,
right,
you want to wear a hearing aid on Shabbos, which hopefully is okay for people.
Right.
And then they change their minds.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But then you never get to the point also where if you have to get Rova Tzibor and Rova, it's a hard mountain to climb to get to the Chiyuv, right? Okay, so now the Gemara says, Tznan. Well, the Gemara is going to ask our question that we're saying right now. Tznan. Now, when Shmuel said it has to be something that's so, that it can't be something that's so obvious, but the Mishnah gave a list of examples which are pretty obvious, right? So Tznan, Yesh Isser Nida B'Torah Rabba Shomeres Yom K'neg Yom Pater. There is Nida, but if you have Bia with a Shomeres Yom, you're Pater. So he says, wait a second, am I Shomeres Yom K'neg Yom, Haksiv, why Shomeres Yom K'neg Yom would be something that would be Kaya Paro Noshal Tibor? It's Haksiv, it's written in the Torah, but Sofra Law, she has to count. Right, Milamich Soferis Echad LeEchad. She counts one day connected each day. It's referred to in the Torah. So the Gemara says, no. The Machlokas is the Amri. They say a Shomeres Yom Kneged Yom Ha'Arah Sharia Gemar Bia the Asira. So you can have the beginning of the Bia, but you can't have Gemar Bia. Maybe you can have penetration, but you can't have the Gemar Bia at the end. Maybe that they say is Mutter. So Gemara says, no. Hanamiksiv. That's also referred in the pasuk. It says Es Mikora Ha'Era. Even if you have contact. That's also going to be a violation. No, so the Amri basically said, no, when it came to Shomeres Yom K'neged Yom, Kedarka Sira, normal ways of relations are Asir, Shalom Kedarka, it would be Muteris. Where it says, what are you talking about? It also says, in other words, it's trying to find a detail that's not so obvious, even though they'd be wrong. The Gemara says, this is also obvious. Haksiv Mishkeve Isha. It says, Mishkeve Isha. It's funny, so these are drushas. These are a little bit drushas, and the Gemara is saying that they're obvious, even that Stuki would know. I mean, obviously, that Stukim had some sort of drushos. Right? He says, Mishkeve Isha.
What?
They had to.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
They had written down, too.
Correct. But to say that the Stukim didn't have any drushos, of any Torah of Alpeh, is impossible. You walk up to a Stuki, you walk up to a Jews for Jesus, who's wearing tzitzis. You walk up to a Stuki, he's wearing... Somehow, how do you know what that is without some sort of... Right, you can't move. So... So he says, no. So they said, Haksiv Mishkei Isha. He says, no, the Amr, they say, they basically would say by the Shomeres Yom, that Kedarka Aser Afil Ha'ara, that Bia Kedarka, even the beginning stages of Bia are Aser, but Shalom Kedarka, if Bia Shalom Kedarka, then only Gemar Bia would Aser Val Ha'ara Shari. Only the end of Bia would be Aser, not just the beginning. So Gemara says, wait a second, because that's not Mefurish in the Torah. The Gemara says, Ihachi Afilu Nidanami. Well, that's not Mefurish. We're talking about Shomeres Yom K'neged Yom. Talk about a regular Nida. By a full-fledged Nida, you don't know this without the full... It's not so obvious. You wouldn't need the Drasha. So why are you going to the case of only Shomeres Yom K'neged Yom? Ela La'olam Kedarka, talking about the cases where they paskin, that Kedarka is Aser, but Shalom Kedarka would be Mutter by a Shomeres Yom. Ela Olam Kedarka the Amri... Sorry. Lola, I'm talking about a case of Bia Kedarka. We're talking about a case of Kedarka. Scratch question before. A case of Kedarka. With the Amri, what Basin said, Ha'ara b'ishadavo hu diksiva. They said that only Ha'ara by a Nida is Asr, but the beginning stages of Bia is not Asr by the Shomeres Yom K'neged Yom, even Kedarka. That's what they said. But it's finally this aspect of the Halacha. V'ibaisema, the Amri zavalo havya ela b'yamame. Or maybe the psak that we would say is that it's only usher during the day, not at night, because it says kol yume. That's making that. So they made a mistake like that. The Mishnah gave examples, more trying to figure out what the example could have possibly been, basically. Tanan, the other example they gave was Yesh Shabbos b'tovah l'motzi mishus l'shus pater. Here is Shabbos, but there's no problem of taking from one mishus to another mishus. So Gemara says, Amai, Hotzah haksiva. Hotzah is before it's written, that quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyo. So, I don't know if he has in the article. Isn't there a Torah, in the pasuk of the Torah that talks about Hotzah? That no one can move it from...
The vast majority of the Shabbos
Hotzah? Well, the Gemara in Shabbos... The Gemara, where does it say? The Chagi or something says that all Hilchot Shabbos is like a thread on top of
the... Yes, the vast majority of... So, but no, but it says in Parshat Shabbos.
Yeah, so why is it called a pasuk in Yirmiyahu?
Because that's what we're talking about.
It's in the Machlokas about that. Maybe that's why. Maybe it's a Machlokas about that. Okay. So, lo tosiu masami baseichan. So, the Amri is the one, no. But based instead, the Amri hotsohu the Aser. You're not allowed to take from out, from Rosh Hashanah Yachas, Rosh Hashanah Rabin. But Hachnasa, from Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Rosh Hashanah Yachas, would be Mutter.
Ibai Seima, or they said the Amri Hotzavach Nasu Dasira, but Moshe Vitzorik Shari. That just bringing in and bringing out would be Asr, but sticking your hand down and have someone take it, or sticking your hand in, sticking your hand down and taking it, it would be Mutter, like the first Mishnah in Shabbos. So that would be Mutter. That would be the case of where they messed up on a detail. Tanan, Mishnah also gave the example of Yesha Avodas Chachav in the Torah, that there is a Avodah Zara in the Torah, but bowing down is Pater. So am I. Why would that be? Why would you be Chayav Paran Lotus Sivar? It's a Dover Pashut, right? Mishtachave Haksiva. The Pashut says, I think it's a Saras Nibus, the Ksiv Lotus Mishtachave, right? Lotus Mishtachave El Acher. Don't bow down to any other gods. And the Gemara says, no. The army, the basin said, Ki Asiri Shtachavai Kedarka. The only thing that's Usar is if you bow down, if that's the normal way of bowing down to the Avodah Zara. But as we learned in the Avodah Zara, that there's certain Avodah Zarah, that's not the way you worship them. But if you worshiped in a certain way, it still counts, right? Like the Marcolis was so stones. But if you bow down, so really you would be Chayef. Comes the base and says, no, if you bow down to the Marcolis, you wouldn't be Chayef. He says, Aval Shaloka Darker Sharia. Right, that's how they made the mistake. Rebbe Yisimo, or they could say, the Amr, they say, Hishtachavaya Gufa Kedarka Hudasar. The Isba Pisha Yadai Vergayim. Hashtachavaya, the Lesba Pisha Yadai Vergayim, sorry. They messed up on what Hishtachavaya is. They said Hashtachavaya the Bichayim is only if you bow down, outstretched arms and legs. But if you just bow down Stam without outstretched arms and legs, you would be putter. So then they would be Chayav a problem of Tzibur because they're messing up on an aspect. Okay, now we Mishnah said that the basis is a Chayav if they uproot the entire thing. So by Rav Yosef, Ein Charisha b'Shabbos, they said that there is no Charisha on Shabbos, but all other malachas are mutter. I don't know, we just had that with Hotzah. I don't understand the difference. By Rav Yosef, Ein Charisha b'Shabbos, Mahu. Mi Amrina, do we say, Keva de Kamode b'Kula Milsa, that they admit that they're Shabbos, but they're just saying that there's one avoda that's not, there's one malach that's not there. That's, Yibitul Mixas v'Kiyam Mixas Nami, that's only partially uprooting it. Odilma, they uprooted the entire part of this entire aspect of Shabbos. Odilma came into Kalkirin Leila Harisha Kalikar Kiris Guftam. It's uprooting the entire thing. I don't say in the Shaila, the Mishnah gave the example of Malach, of Hotzah. What's the difference between that Malacha and this Malacha? It's a Malacha. Maybe it's because Hotzah is a Malacha Grua. I don't know. That's what I think of. Okay. So Tashma, try to bring a proof. Okay, the Mishnah said, Nida Batora. If you get rid of that aspect of Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, you're getting rid of the entire part of Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. So the Gemara says no, and therefore, and yet that's not considered, and that's their Pater. So too, they're getting rid of Harisha, they would be Pater. The Gemara says no. Amalach Rav Yosef Shomeris Yom Kedarminon the Kamrinon Kedushanin. What is Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom? It's what we just established. It's not that they got rid of the entire aspect of Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. And that they said, your Kedarka, Shalok, the whole way that we answered. But Tashma, another proof. Yesh Shabbos B'Torah, that's our case. Avalamot Shoshi Yachl, Shoshi Arab and Pater. And they will be Pater, you uproot the Hotzah. Am I? Why we Pater? Ha'akrinon the Isser Hotzah Kalikr. This will be the second side, you're getting rid of the entire Malach of Hotzah.
I must be missing something. It's the same. What's different about these cases? It's saying the same exact thing. We've gone out.
No, because he's
on the exact same cases.
No, we had to figure out what the cases were. So now he's bringing the case of Harisha. So the case of Harisha is where he uproots the entire malacha of Harisha. So they're trying to say, oh, we already said this in the Mishnah where they uprooted Hotzah. And the girls answer, no, in the Mishnah we didn't uproot Hotzah. We just spent the entire Amud to tell you that case of Hotzah was only uprooted an aspect. Here you're uprooting the entire malacha of Harisha.
We had started with uprooting an entire malacha.
No, we established that's not uprooting the entire malacha. We established it's only the case of Hoshit Yad, or only an aspect of the malacha. But part of the malacha they still said is usher.
It just seems like we're rehashing the exact same case.
I think it's a little different.
Cases,
it's a little different. Originally, in our Havamino, when we said that they uprooted the Hotzah, yeah, you're right. But then the Gemara said, wait, Hotzah is beferish in the Torah, and according to that Pasuk in Navi. The Gemara says, no, we're not uprooting the entire malacha Hotzah. We're only uprooting an aspect. So here we come to the case of where a guy uproots the entire malacha of Harisha. So now the Gemara says, oh, a proof is the case of malacha. Here I think the question is, what do you mean the proof is the case of malacha? What's the Havamina? We just established that malacha is only an aspect.
Yeah.
How do you bring that? Okay, that's what the Gemara answers. So the question you're asking, which is good, is what's the Havamina?
Right.
What's the Havamina to use as a proof? We just spent the whole Amud saying that that's not the case. Okay,
exactly. Okay,
good. I hear you. That's very good. So Tashma, Yesh B'Shabbos B'Torah, Aval Hamotzi Rishus L'Yachim Rishus Arayim Pater, Amai, Hayakrina, why are they Pater from Haparan L'Lav Shetiva? They're Oka the entire Malacha. Versus they're not Oka the entire Malacha. Hasanami, Gidashinon. So the good question is, what's the Havamina? Einochanam, I agree. So Tashma, again, Yeshua was Chachovim Batorah, Val Mashtach Vepater. Amai, Hayekrina, they're uprooting the entire thing. Where it says, no, again, this is Shtachavai, Hamri, Lishtachavai, and Nami, Gedashinan. It was only an aspect. So the question of whether or not, if they uproot what an entire Malacha, are they Chaya, Paralel, Shetzib, or not, is left unresolved. Okay. Bayi Rebbe Zera. It is, there's no answer. Bayi Rebbe Zera. It feels like Horios is like a Croesus type of stuff. Like there's some editing that's missing. There's right. Something that's like it's repetitive. It's just something's missing. Okay, by Rabbi Zera, Ein Shabbos b'Shviyas Mahu. I don't know what the Havina. If someone stay paskin that there's no concept of Shabbos during Shemitah, that's how Rashi seems to learn this. There's no so Mahu. What's the din? So the Gemara says b'Maito. What's the mistake that they made? How'd they come up with this?
Think about it. It's actually not such a bad question. Because it's a whole Shabbos Shabbosos.
So they...
An entire year of rest.
So therefore, when it comes to
maybe
Shabbos, I can cook?
Rest.
I can cook?
Maybe, yeah.
No, so the ground rests, but I don't.
Because most of the malachas are done. Well, actually, it's not...
No, it's not true. Okay, so Gemara says... I think the other Rishonim learned differently, but learn according to Rashi. He says, Boy, Rabbi Zeira, Ein Shabbos B'Shviyas Mahu. So, but you are correct in the sense that you see that the identity of Shemitah as it being a Shabbos and Shabbos itself is very closely related. Yeah, of course. We see it reinforced here. So, by Rabbi Zeira, in Shabbos B'Shviyas Mahu, Rashi says, "My toe, what mistake could they have made?" He says, "B'Hadik Kroy," with this pasuk. The pasuk says, "B'Chatzir u'B'Chatzir Tishbos," right? From Harisha and Chatzir, you should rest. "B'Zman de'Ika Harisha," when there is actual Harisha, Ika Shabbos, then there would be Shabbos. Bismand lech Harisha, which is pretty much what you were saying, Mati. Bismand lech Harisha, lekker Shabbos. So mi amrina, do we say?
But the problem is, you're right. There's only one aspect.
Right. Okay. Because that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk is talking about this aspect. It says mi amrina, do we say? Came into mekaimin law b'shar shnei shavua. Since they're only uprooting Shabbos for 1 year as opposed to 6 years all the time, that's kapitel mixes ki mixes dami. That's considered only being vatal an aspect. Meaning is they're only vatal for a certain amount of time. Is that considered being vital, the whole thing, or only part of it? Odilma cave in the akrinale, or do we say that since for this entire year, they're saying it's uprooted, right? Cave in the akrinale, b'shvias, kakiris kol ha-guftami. That's like uprooting, kakiris guftami. That's like uprooting the whole thing. So Gemara says, no, I'm a Ravina, let me give you an answer. Navi. So I have a Navi who was a good Navi, right? And then at the end, he went bad. You know, he went rogue. Navi, shenis nabe la'akor dav min Torah, who then takes me, gives a nevuah to uproot something from the Torah. Chayav, he's chayav. Chenek, I think the chayav is for him. Right, lebitul mixas, lekiyam mixas. But if he only makes a nevuah or claims a nevuah to uproot part of a mitzvah, Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says poter. Rabbi Shimon says he's not chayav chenek. Uba avodas kachavim. But when it comes to avodah zara, I feel amr hayom avdol lemachar batl chayav. Even if he says worship today, don't worship tomorrow, he's still chayav. So meaning, if you're uprooting something, it's still considered uprooting the entire thing if you're only uprooting it for a certain amount of time, for a day. So to here, uprooting Shabbos just for Shemitah, we consider uprooting the entire thing, and therefore they wouldn't be chayiv upon the Davar Shel Tzibur. So Gemara says, no, Ushma Mina Ein Shviyas. I got the complete opposite. Ushma Mina Ein Shabbos B'Shviyas Kibitul V'Kiyom Mixas Dami. That's the other way around. Shimon Omer Pater, Ubavos Chachavim, right? If he says Afilu Amar Hayom Avoda Elamachar Pitla, he's Chayiv. Why? So you see from here that Hayom Ivdu and Don't Avdu is Nechshav Kibitul Mixas Ukiyam Mixas. Rashi says, why? Because even the Chachamim argue. Oh. Bittul mixas, sukiyah mixas, Rabbi Shimon says you're pater. I mean, the Chachamim say you would be chayiv. So therefore here, if they're saying that you're chayiv, it must be a case of bittul mixas, kiyah mixas. So to the case of Shabbos, says bittul mixas, kiyah mixas, and therefore they would be chayiv to bring a parim lov shesibar, shma mina. That...
Well, it's like the case of the Avodah Zarah, when they say, today you can do it, and tomorrow you can't do it. It's the same thing with the Shabbos during Shemitah.
Yeah. So therefore, it's considered uprooting the entire thing, and there's no pile lover, or it's uprooting partial.
No, it's considered you're high, so you see that it's not considered uprooting the whole thing,
but partial.
when you say with the Avodah Zarah, today is you're allowed to do it, but tomorrow you're not allowed to do it.
So therefore there is a power on the Avodah Zarah.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, next Mishnah. All right, Horu Beis Din. Now the Mishnah is going to say, Beis Din makes a psak. V'yoda echad mehen. One of the Dayanim knows, Shetov. The Beis Din made a mistake. V'omar lehem towin atem. And he says to them, you guys are wrong, and they don't listen to him. O shalo haya muflusho Beis Din sham. Or the Rosh Hashiva, I guess, wasn't there. Right? O shahaya echad mehem ger o mamzer o nasin o zokin shaloroi labanim. Or one of the people sitting on the Sanhedrin was puzzled from being on the Sanhedrin. The last one's difficult. Zokin shalo haya roi labanim. Rashi asks, okay, so now he's older and can't have kids anymore. So if he'd never had children, that's a psul, because he's nachzari, he has no rachmanis. But this is a zaken who had children. He's just no longer able to have children. So now Rashi says, where do you get that psul from? Rashi asks. Rashi says, O zaken shein roi levanim, bekash shalib, be ma in roi lahora. Why is that guy psul? Okay, believe it as that is. Harei zeh pater. In all these cases, they wouldn't bring a parah davar shel tzibur because there's an issue with the body itself. The body of the Sanhedrin is deficient. Shenem rakan eda. It says by parah davar shel tzibur eda. V'ne'emar lahalon by a Sanhedrin. It says eda. Ma eda amru lahalon by Sanhedrin. When it says eda, it's kulan ru'uin lahara. They all have to be kosher to get psak. Af eda amru rakan. So to the eda here, achi kulan ru'uin lahara. It has to be all. Where it says, okay, so what's the case of Shalohaya Mufla Bebezin? Okay, so the Mufla Bebezin wasn't there. So if there's 70 other people, it should be fine. So, Shalohaya Mufla Bebezin Sham, Minalon, how do we know that passels the Sanhedrin to the effect that they wouldn't be Chayav Aparam Dorosh Al Tzibor? Amra Sheshes, and he turned to be very small. Mipnei Ma Amru Horu Bedorosh Tztuki Modibo Paturim. Why would Bebezin be Potter if it's something so Pashat that even the Tztukim know about it? It's because Mipnei Shahaya Lehem Lilmo Lamdu. Because that's something that's open. It's open the book. It's right there. There's nothing to darshan out. So too, lo haya muflash obeys din sham nami p'turim. If the teacher's not there, they're also p'ter. If they shahayel hem lilmo v'lamdu. The guy who's in charge needs to be there in order to just make sure everyone's on the straight and narrow. He's the rudder. If you don't have the rudder, you're going to go astray. So he has to always be there in order to make sure that they don't make the silly mistakes. I don't know why you have to deal with Mufla Beis Din about like things that are just so are obvious. Okay, but still, the idea being is that when you have a Sanhedrin, it's this governmental body, it needs to have the leader there. If the leader's not there, it's not counted as if they're a complete Sanhedrin. Okay. Namar Sham Eda, Namar Kam Eda. The other word says, it says here, by the Sanhedrin, it says that they have to be an Eda. And so too here it says Eda. Acha Yukula Ru'uyim Lohara. So Gemara says, okay, V'hasa Minalan. How do you know there that it has to be complete Sanhedrin, it has to be Kulan Ru'uyim Lohara, Minalan. The Ruchizda Amakra, the Pasuk says, this is when a Kodesh Baruch Hu commands Moshe to take the Shivim Zakenim in the, I think it's by Midmar Yud Aleph. It says, I don't think it actually says here, Midmar Yud Aleph. It says, V'hisyatzu Sham Imach. You gather the people to stand with you. The imach bedomlach. They should be like you, similar to you. The ema odds, therefore, just like you're able to paskin, so too they should be able to paskin. The ema imach l'shchina. Maybe imach l'shchina means stand where you are standing to get the shchina fall upon them. El amar avnach amar yitzchak. The amar kwa the pasuk says v'nasu itach. They'll carry the burden with you. Itach domlach. Itach means they should be like you. All of them should be like you, and whatever attributes you have, they should have those attributes also in order to paskin. So if they don't have these attributes, and they're missing something, they're imams, or they're this, or they're that, then it's not considered a valid Sanhedrin. It's not a valid Sanhedrin. Then the psak is not considered a valid psak, and there's no part on the Dorsal Tzibur. Okay, let's do the next Mishnah. Horu Beis Din. So Beis Din made a psak, and they were shogin. They made a mistake. V'asu kol ha'kahal shogin, and the entire kahal was shogin. Maybe in par. That's the regular case. They're shogig. We're shogig. Bring the par. Horu Mezidin. Bezidin was mezid when they made the psak. But also shogin. And everybody else relied upon them. Mevi'in kizmav seira. So everyone individually has to bring their own korban chatas. Even though we're being shomich on them, if they're mezid, it doesn't qualify as bringing the case for a param davar shel tzibur. So now an avera was done. That's chayav a korban. You have to bring the korban. Unfortunately, in this case, you have to bring the korban. Now shogin. If Beis Din was shogig, v'asu mezidin, and we were mezid, and we knew they were wrong, and we were mezid anyway, that we knew Beis Din made a mistake, though harei l'pturim. So then, I think everyone is potter, meaning Beis Din is potter because no one violated the shogig, And we're potter because you don't bring a korban for a violation of mezid. A korban only comes if you shogeg. If you purposely violate, you're potter. Okay. So the Gemara says, the asu, right, the case was, they were based in with shogeg, and the congregation was mezid. Hare el p'turim, we don't bring a khatas, meaning it's only bring a khatas if, right, ha, but in the case, so the Gemara makes this diuk here, you know, I think we have to stop. Well, we don't have a minion, so should I continue?
No, it's fine, whatever you want.
So we'll stop here. Thank you.